From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he isn't expecting much to come of Monday's summit in Helsinki with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump declined to offer his goals for the first summit between the two world leaders, but promised nothing bad would come out of it. But U.S. Senator Mark Warner on NBC's Meet the Press said he's concerned Putin could take advantage of President Trump.
I really would feel much better if there were other Americans in the room making sure that we make the point that the first and top point of this agenda should be no further Russian interference in our elections.
Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton on ABC's This Week said President Trump has a stronger hand going into the Russia summit because of charges against 12 Russian military intelligence officials related to the hacking of Democratic targets in the 2016 presidential election.
That, I think, is what strengthens the president's hand going into Vladimir Putin. That's the strength of the evidence that the department has accumulated. That's what he has to answer.
Trump's summit with Putin is coming 3 days after Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted the 12 Russian intelligence officers, accusing them of meddling in the elections and to help President Trump win the White House. The United Nations says that the conflict in Afghanistan has killed nearly 1,700 civilians in the first 6 months of 2018. That is the highest number recorded in any comparable time period over the last decade. Islamic State plotted suicide and other attacks caused 52% of civilian casualties, mainly in the capital of Kabul and Nangarhar. And the report was released by the UN Assistance Mission based in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.